Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
One of the best in the business. Anybody wants to model their career after him, you made a smart choice. Jody McDonald, Jody Mack, my bud, how you doing?
Good, but now I'm hungry after listening to you profess all the goodies they got at your sponsor's place. It's only 20 to 4. I need dinner now.
All right, go for it, man. Well, we'll ship it down to you. It'll be good. You'll love it. Oh, here we are. It's the fun season because now we got games. So let's talk about the Eagles, first of all, because obviously you're tuned into what's going on there. Let's start on basic construction of this team. How do you like the job Howie Roseman did, pro and con, in the offseason and of late to get them ready for this season?
Don't know if I can go A+, and an A might be a little high, but I'd go no lower than A-. I think Howie's done an outstanding job from the time the season ended last year to leading up to the draft and free agent signings, and I think he's done a real nice job here the last couple of days, playing the waiver wire game, getting guys through, back onto the practice squad, picking guys off others' rosters. Trey Sermon, a guy you know well because you watched him at Ohio State against your Knicks, and he's a pretty darn effective college back who I think didn't get a chance last year in San Francisco. So be able to get him off the waiver wire, I think, was a real nice addition. I think Howie's done a hell of a job this offseason with the Eagles.
And then, you know, we talked about the acquisition, obviously, from New Orleans, which I thought was a big one. But then the Jalen Reagor part, I almost felt like getting somebody for him, okay, fine, but I thought it was addition by subtraction, but that's only me. What did you think?
Same thing. I said on our Birds 365 YouTube show, I do it, John McMullen every day, I didn't think anybody was going to give anything for Jalen Reagor. I thought that I certainly know that they waited because people believed the Eagles might actually cut him, so if Minnesota or anybody else was interested, they'd get him and not have to give up anything. To, again, Howie's credit, he played the game right. He held on to him. He still wanted to move him. He was able to ferret out a couple of draft picks for him. I didn't even think the Eagles were going to get that. So there's two ways you look at it. If you're an Eagle detractor, you go, this guy was a mid-first-round pick, and 2 years later, you only get two late-day draft picks for him. If you're an Eagles fan, you go, hey, admit your mistakes, move on from them, get back what you can. That's exactly what Howie did. So it comes down to whether you're a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of guy.
But I think you made a really great point there subtly, and I know you did it deliberately, but because there are a lot of GMs, they'll draft a guy rounds 1 through 3, especially round 1, and they can't admit defeat. They can't admit that it didn't go right. And they keep the guy because there's, for whatever reason, the guy's got to play his way out of the league. And I give Howie credit for cutting bait.
Yep. With both Reagor and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, which is a minimalist deal. They ended up getting Ugo Amadi, who they turned around and flipped for a one-round move up in the draft. They got something out of it. Seattle got nothing. They just cut J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Right.
So that was another one where Howie had to admit, all right, this guy surely wasn't worth the second-round pick. Cut your losses, get what you can. He did just that with the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside trade.
So what do you think Jalen Hurts is with all this? What do you think the progress has been made?
I'm a Hurts guy. I'm one of the few, the proud, who actually liked when they drafted Jalen Hurts, because I thought I understood it, that they were just drafting him for an inexpensive backup position. I thought Carson Wentz was going to be the Eagles quarterback for years to come, but they had a safety net. They had to use the safety net, and Jalen's been okay. I'm a fan. I think we'll see improvement this year. Is he going to jump into the top 10 quarterbacks in the league? He's got the weapons that's at least possible. I wouldn't bet on it, but we shall see. He needs to get into the top half of the league quarterbacks. If he does, the Eagles are going to sign him to an extension and make him a very rich young man.
So we know what they did with Devontae Smith, and I think I thought there was a heck of a draft. When you see them acquire Brown and then see it in practical application, at least preseason-wise, what can that do not just for Hurts, but how Philadelphia wants to play?
it's probably the most intriguing thing to start the season, because my partner Johnny Mack goes down to attends every single legal practice, watch everything. And for the first couple of weeks of camp, it was throw it to Brown and then throw it to somebody else. And then throw it to Brown again and then throw it to somebody else. And then throw it to Brown. And Jalen and Brown were getting their timing and their ability to work together up to speed. I think they've got other weapons. I think Goddard's going to be a top five tight end. I, like you, love Devontae Smith and expect him to improve in his second season. So they've got the weapons, and now it's just going to come down to calling the right plays and Jalen executing them to get everybody to eat a little bit. And if they do, the Eagle offense is going to be pretty darn prolific.
You got enough running game?
Yes. A running game like they had last year? Probably not, because I just don't think they're going to run the ball as much as they did. And I think they'd prefer if Hurts ran it a little less than he did, too. I hope they don't just tell him don't ever take off, because that's a legit weapon that the Eagles have, but not many this side of Lamar Jackson. He might be the second-best running quarterback in the league. I don't want to see that completely go away, but I think they'd like to see less of it this year. So it'll be very interesting to see how the balance works with what's called, how Jalen handles in the huddle. When the first two options aren't there, does he just immediately take off, or does he try and get to his third read? It'll be very interesting to see the way it plays the first 2-3 weeks of the year.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting about that, because you adapt over time. And I'll tell you an area, Jody, I've adapted, and I know when Jack and Ham and I do games, is that it's not just the balance of, hey, we ran it 50 times, we threw it 50 times, or we got 250 rushing and 250 passing. To me, balance is doing it well enough in the first half where there's the threat of doing it. And see, Jalen Hurts just being there, it's, to me, it's the threat of it. He doesn't have to do it. He just has to do it once in a while, so there's a threat. What do you think of that kind of intriguing, brilliant analysis?
No, I think it's right on point. That's kind of what I was trying to say. Maybe I didn't say it well enough. I don't want to disappear. I just want to see it cut back a little bit. I think that, and I know the Eagles as an organization, if they didn't believe that, they wouldn't give A.J. Brown a $100 million contract. So they want to throw the ball more, but you don't want to take what is a legitimate weapon out of your offense as part of it. So I hope they continue to give Jalen the ability to run, so you're right. It's not only there as an actuality, it's there as a threat as well to keep defenses playing you on it. So then that way, when you hand it off to Miles Sanders and he gets a great block, before you know it, a 2-yard run becomes a 14-yard gain. If they can strike the balance that they want, this Eagle offense could be scary.
How intrigued are you by Jordan Davis?
Rather. And it's going to be so tough for those of us who don't break down game film thereafter, and you have to be able to take the word of the coaches of what they're saying, and or if you do have access to game film, because he's going to do a lot of things that don't show up on the stat sheet. He's going to get double teams. So if he's getting double teamed and someone comes off the edge and gets a sack, it's only going to go down as a sack in Brandon Graham's column. But there's a good chance that what Davis did on the play helped get him the ability to get that sack. I think he's a man child. I got to one Eagle practice this year, did one show for WIP from the practice with Joe DeCamera, and sure enough, we got Jordan Davis on as a guest. Nice kid, fun kid, smart kid, very motivated kid. So all signs point for him to be able to jump in and contribute right off the bat, and I think he will be an Eagle favorite, even though it's not necessarily going to show up on the stat sheet week in and week out.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's interesting. But I guess he's lost a little bit of weight, and you know, it's all a relative term, I guess. But I mean, I guess he understood that stamina was going to be an issue for him because of college, and I give him credit for at least taking that to heart.
And good on him. And I've never seen him outside of his. I saw him outside of his uniform the other day when I saw him at practice. But I'd never done that at Georgia, so I couldn't tell if he's lost some weight. Damn, he must have been big because he's still pretty damn big sitting next to me in our broadcast tent. So it's good for him. They're not going to overuse him. They're going to bring him along slowly.
Yeah.
If you take a kid in the middle of the first round on a defensive line, you expect them to step in and play a ton of snaps for you in that year one. They're not. They've got two good defensive tackles, and they're going to be playing hybrid defenses and different numbers across the line. He's going to play maybe 50% of the snaps. That's all they're going to ask him to do right. in year one. So if it's a process of him building up the stamina to be a more used defensive lineman down the line, I'm perfectly fine with that, and I think the Eagles are too.
Great point, Jody. That's a great point about his usage. I think that's so important. It's now a 17-game schedule. You and I both know the league wants to go to 18. How long did last season feel to you, and what does that do, in your opinion, to the attrition rate as to the team you have today versus the team you might have Thanksgiving Day?
Wow, that's a good point. That's management. And we'll see if that's something that the Eagles' overall process of preseason pays a dividend for down the end. Because as a guy who talks about them day in and day out, 5 days a week, six and seven if you count weekends on WIP, they did less than almost every other team in the league. They have shorter practices. They have lesser practices. They did less hitting. They use their key players less in the preseason games. They take those joint practices, the three that they had, one got canceled, more seriously than maybe anything else they do all preseason. And they do it in the name of staying healthy and not getting guys hurt and getting to the starting line with almost all of your best players. Andre Dillard got hurt yesterday in practice, but he's not a starter. He's a backup guy. So they've got a nick and a bruise here, but they might be as healthy as anyone else in the National Football League. And maybe, just maybe down the road, you have an advantage of, yeah, and we also didn't kill him in preseason. So in week 14, which is actually week 16, game 14 of week 16, maybe you do have a little bit more left in the tank. We'll see. Last year, they did the same thing. They got off to a slow start. You win and lose games more on talent and the quarterbacks you're playing than you do how much work you did or didn't put in the preseason. But it looked like the Eagles went a little soft on the players in the beginning of the year. This year, it better be the opposite, because the early season schedule is very manageable, so the Eagles need to get off to a fast start this year.
I always laugh. You know, I don't want anybody hurt. But I always laugh when they get to that week 14 game, week 13 game, and it's the game of the week, and you're like, who are these two quarterbacks? Who are these people?
Well, luckily, the Eagles, I think most, surely all Eagle fans know exactly who their backup quarterback is, but some others around the league might not have known. And yeah, the Eagles had a couple of guys on their schedule last year. Teams were down to their second and or third string quarterback, and they did what they had to do, win those games against lesser QBs.
You are the best, my man. Thank you so much, Jody. We always appreciate any chance we get to talk with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Good win by the Knicks last night. Have a great season, Steve.